Suck my ass and eat my dick.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than an ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, some of the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Justice for Johnny.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Sup, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole now. Let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Dynamite. Starting off the discussion with Netflix. Apparently not doing too well this quarter.
R.I.P.
They're losing subscribers, and it has literally nothing to do with their shitty content.
Does it not?
I mean, they're telling us that it's our fault for sharing passwords.
Oh, victim blame. Well, I don't know if that's really...
Bullshit. We are the victims. They raised the prices and all the quality shit.
Yeah, we are the victim and they're blaming us. You're right.
What's good on Netflix right now?
People like Squid Games. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I'm watching that Barack Obama documentary.
How do you like that?
The nature one?
The nature one. He pronounces weird words funny sometimes.
I think I saw a couple episodes.
You don't remember if Barack was narrating episodes?
I watched a couple episodes.
Oh, okay.
But not on mine. My parents were watching it.
My parents were watching it.
Oh, man. That's still sharing,
bro.
Man.
Hey, the blood's on your hands, bro.
Fuck, bro. You're one
I
of the literal 100.
House.
Fuck, bro.
Dude.
You got to sign into your own at their
exactly.
house.
Exactly.
And watch it on my laptop while they're watching it on the computer.
You're part of the problem. There's apparently 100 million password sharing people. True or false?
Seems like
how many?
100 million.
Does the math add up though? Like, what's their current subscribership?
I don't know.
And then multiply it by five. Is that close? I would think maybe, yeah.
You think they have
just
half a billion?
Or other countries as well?
I don't think other countries move the needle that much, if I'm being honest.
Well, I said this the other day to you, Gemini. Why don't they just limit it? Why don't they just say we don't allow password sharing?
They're going to, but they've traditionally allowed it, I think, to pump their numbers up, man.
Yeah, they promoted
it. So it sounds like they fucked their own ass on this.
Yes, they've 100% fucked their own ass.
I also think their bucket ran out, you know?
What bucket?
Like content bucket.
People bucket.
What do you mean?
They're always going to hit a wall on who's subscribing.
You know, okay, there's certain comedians, I mean, if Dave Chappelle,
but Earthquake.
I think all his fans have probably subscribed or have a source to watch this, regardless.
Yeah.
There isn't going to be any more new, like, oh man, Dave Chappelle on Netflix, I want to subscribe to Netflix now.
I use my mom's Netflix.
Damn, you're part of the problem.
I am, and the only time I ever use Netflix is I turn it on Seinfeld to fall asleep to it. Or if
Comedians and Cars?
No, just Seinfeld.
Well, yeah. I'll watch Comedian Cars.
Bam, da, bam, bam, bam.
But, yeah. I don't know, man. It's their fault.
Big-a-da-bam.
Suck my dick, Netflix.
Nutflix. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Suck my nut flux.
Nut flux, damn.
What is this?
Burrito, what's your hot take on this? Are you going to be subscribing to their ad revenue tier?
Ad revenue?
Their broke bitch tier for Netflix? It's going to be a cheaper one, but it's going to be supported by ads. So now you have to watch ads in between shitty content.
But it's the regular price that you're paying now. There's an even higher price to eliminate the ads.
Oh, so I got to pay more to keep the no ads?
They've already raised the price, and like that's the new standard. I think that's why a lot of people dropped it. It's like, you fucked with the price. Now they're like, oh yeah, I still have Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking dump this shit. Whereas if you kept the price, they don't even think about it. It's just going to be a recurrent payment.
What was it back in the day, like a couple years ago?
Was
it
$12.99?
It was like $10 once upon a time.
It was like $6.99.
I don't think it was
ever that. It wasn't?
At one point, it was like $9.99.
Okay, $9.99. Yeah. What is it now? Like $16?
$20.
Is it $20?
$20.
I'm so glad I don't pay for it.
Yeah, it's insane, right?
No. That's why we pay $20.
No, we pay $20 because they can charge us $20. Yeah. Well, they used to be able to, but now they don't have content.
But you guys watch a lot of Netflix. You watch a lot of dockies on there.
I love documentaries.
Do you think Netflix has the best selection?
They have a lot of. They have a lot of good stuff.
They do, and they have a lot of niche documentary stuff. That's like
Hulu's
really
a close second, though, when it comes to docs.
I don't watch any Hulu because it has ads, man.
Yeah, Netflix has they get really granular. They have like one about the way that different cultures have different smelling asses when you have sex with them.
I saw that one. The other one was like the penis one.
What's that?
The penis documentary one.
Oh, yeah?
Did you watch that one?
What's that one?
It tells you like something like what your penis means. I think that's what it's called.
Is this true? Because I made that the one I set up. And then you said a real one?
No. Oh, okay. I also made that up.
What does your penis mean?
What's your
penis telling you?
Yeah. What's your penis mean? What that dick
what does
like?
It mean us? Is it called what is
what does it mean us?
It's confusing, but if you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like the title, What That Dick Like.
What That Dick Like.
Oh, okay. What would that duck
It's about like penis, the evolution of penis.
What That Dick Like.
And like how it's formed itself into the ultimate piercing weapon.
But in a scientific connoisseur kind of way.
Yeah.
Like
and then, of course, they talk about the duck penis.
I don't want to tip the bit.
Oh, no.
But later on, I say stay tuned. We got a real Brian's Cock Corner.
Nice. Oh, wow. Segment,
so
we're going to talk about haircuts. We're going to talk about...
Normally, we don't talk about dicks that much, but this episode, we're going to be talking about cock.
This episode's a little dick heavy, so stay tuned.
Normally, we talk about, you know, what that dick is cooking up. Mm-hmm. And what it's cooking up is called cum. And that's C-U-M. What we normally talk about.
Yeah.
Gemini Jackson.
Yeah.
How are you part of the Netflix problem?
I share passwords.
Nice, man. So do I, admittedly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I share with the person I live with.
If they allow you to do it, then there's no... There's
no harm, no foul? It's only...
If it's not against the rules, then there's nothing going... There's nothing
wrong. It's
probably
against the rules.
Wait, I don't think you can share it with the person you live with because they're in your household, right?
I'm not paying for it.
Wait, what?
Is your girl paying for it?
Yeah.
Sit your little sexy ass down.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's
I think
the
that's
house.
Allowed.
Yeah,
it's a residential fee. You're not really like.
Why is that allowed? Yeah. But the other
I'm
ones
with
are
you,
not.
Dude.
I mean, you know, your mom.
Like family.
It's family.
I go visit her Same very household. Frequently. I'm in her house a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe we're all You're the innocent ones using it to the extent that's allowable, but there are maybe people that are just sharing it like crazy. It doesn't matter. It's limited to 5 profiles. There's like 25 people that all have the password and.
Yeah.
Don't bother each other about it.
Fucks with your algorithm.
Yeah, man.
Well, then you can start a different profile. These,
yeah.
I think it's
maximum
five.
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah,
5 max.
I mean, there is like a screen limit. There's a like, you can only
stream
two
at
people
at the same time.
Yeah. So, I don't know, dude. Netflix, just be better, dude. Stop, you know,
yeah,
don't be better.
Not our
better.
Fault.
Quit digging our pockets.
There was one time when I was at Gemini's place.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his girlfriend left.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
To go to work.
You're
and I was
part
just
of the
there.
Fucking problem, bro.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I just watched a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer while they were gone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're definitely
you
part of the
you
problem.
You jossed up his Netflix, dude? His
I did.
Netflix
well, it was his girlfriend. Oh,
<okay. laughs> She's like, I don't watch Buffy. What the fuck? Why am I getting all this vampire shit now?
Continue watching.
You still watching? When they implemented that feature, that was a sign of the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, it did make sense for it to just keep running. I mean, it's a smart move on their part.
Why?
A money saver, because they don't have to pay for that bandwidth.
Yeah, but that gives you watch minutes.
They don't need that when people aren't really watching.
That's what like they base
I feel like it's a more accurate on. Stat.
So they like they count 2 minutes as one view.
Oh, shit. This is making me think of like back in, I'd say, 2015, I was watching a lot of like 9/11 related stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
9/11 and gay shit, like gay movies.
There's a Venn diagram there.
I don't know if there is. But anyways.
You're in the middle.
It was like my roommate's Netflix and like he was like, dude, my whole Netflix is filled with gay movies and 9/11 movies. What's going on?
There's going to be like a gay hero 9/11 story.
Oh, yeah. So maybe Netflix at some point was like, there's this weird, like, yeah, there's this weird Venn diagram that people that like gay movies also, you may also like 9/11 loose
Flicks,
change.
Let's, and so they just,
did you guys like, say the tamale the pilots step. Into dudes?
Oh, yeah, we could make tamale
pilots. Oh, yeah. Pilots. We can, I mean, we can once get, he got out of his his corn shell casing. He was free to explore himself.
But it wasn't an acceptable way, like that one presidential nominee.
What?
Oh,
Buttigieg.
Yeah, like that. Right? You know what I mean?
What?
Well, it's not like clearly advertised, but it's known.
In certain circles, or
but what is it? What's your point about Buttigieg?
That he's sharing his password.
Yeah, exactly. Their Netflix is littered with 9/11 propaganda.
I don't want to cast aspersions on the gay community, but they share their password. Well, they're very loose with their passwords.
Yes,
they do not lock those up.
Damn,
willy nilly with those passwords. Mm-hmm.
Cut it, J Mark.
So I feel like just by creation, they created their own problem.
They created their own monster.
Yeah.
Like Metallica.
They being Netflix.
And Metallica.
We're back on topic.
All right.
Hoisted.
As a Slam City host, would you be on call 24 hours a day for 3 years for whatever our employer needed, and we'd get paid $100 million, or if anyone drops the ball, we'd get paid nothing?
Okay, is this like a prisoner's dilemma situation?
Sort of, yeah.
Sophie's choice?
So if so, we all have choice. To be on the ball. And if one person drops it,
we
we're
all
fucked.
Lose it's the 100 team sport.
Is this our Slam City employers?
Overlords. So Spotify called and they said, we're giving you guys a $100 million contract.
Uh-huh. Let's not say Spotify. Okay. Let's say like Gimlet.
Who the fuck is Gimlet?
It's like a Spotify entity.
First, we have to pretend like Gimlet has $100 million.
Yeah, I don't trust
maybe
that Gimlet has
$100 million.
Maybe they have
$100 million of like Spotify's money to burn.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're going to spend it on Slam City.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so
Gimlet. Like it's more focused. It's not Gimlet just like Media. Spotify the monster. It's
yeah, but
like
it makes more sense as a conversation to just say Spotify so that we don't dwell on what the fuck is Gimlet.
All right.
So Spotify offers us $100 million, and everybody believes that Spotify has $100 million.
Free Rogan.
So all of us have to be at their every beck and call 24 hours a day for the next
They're
3 years.
Hey, we need an emergency podcast.
Yeah.
You got to get in the studio right now.
Hey, I need you to gape on camera.
You have a 15-minute window, I would say. You know, something
yeah,
that's
you
got
to get to the studio.
Yeah.
So you have to, so we all
we need
have
to be
live,
online.
We're basically live, we'd all live next to the studio.
Like, say there was like a, yeah. like running chat message, chat room going on, and once they paged you on that,
it's
it
like, yeah,
like,
we got an AMA,
online.
You got to get online.
Okay. Fire up your Honestly, phone and plug your mic in.
If this was happening, I would recommend that we all live in the same house. And we have our phones attached to like loud alarm systems so that there's no way we
sleep through. I think we have a phone number. All of us have the same phone number.
Dude, I'd say we do whatever we have to do. Because like 100 mil, dude, after 3 years?
Yeah.
Easy.
You call it a
is,
day.
Wait. Is it 100 million after 3 years?
Bro, it's one lump sum. Yes.
After 3 years. Like you have to survive the three years. I mean, everything's paid to live like... at what you're doing now, but the reward at the end.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it.
Okay.
They make
so
it feasible.
But they're going to pay us to be on call.
Yes, that's the...
Like
well, that's
your regular...
The,
like a wage, yeah. like your salary.
A measly.
Your living salary.
A meager.
Everybody gets $50,000 a year.
There you go.
All right.
Chump change.
Chump change.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot.
In terms
but it's enough to get by. You can make it get by.
It is.
Like, you don't have to pay rent. Let's say, like, they're giving us the real world house.
We live in the real world house.
Okay.
We live at Mike and Rob's.
Yeah.
Who's
fun
Mike and Rob's?
Oh, the fun, what's it called? Fun Factory?
Fun Factory.
Is that cool?
We live at the Fun Factory. Yeah, right. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be having a lot of fun because I feel like Gimlet would be up our ass.
And let's say there was a built-in Spotify. Studio you can just, like, fire up at will. You know, doesn't take much going on.
Brita, what you got?
I don't see too much downside.
I don't either. Are they only asking us to do emergency podcasts? Or are they
It's a schedule and like guest spotting, media.
But are we running errands for them?
Yes. Gotta get a burger.
You could be. Oh, and it also includes like doing your own promo, doing your own editing.
So what if one of us drops the ball?
Oh, man.
I guess we pants them.
we could just duck out of this whole deal quick right at the beginning and not have to worry about it. That's an option.
I think try to worry Let's about it for $100 million. I think that's like the whole thing.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of
death. Is there like a death contingency?
Why would there be death?
We'd have to get that in the contract.
Let's say Brian got hit by a bus.
Death is a part of life, man.
And then the $100 million is split between...
Yeah, then the piggy bank grows.
Oh, no. We're incentivizing murder?
Are we going Squid Game on this?
We incentivize... It's basically... just one person left is the ideal situation.
They get the 100 milli. Look, I don't mind sharing $100 million between four people.
But I think after a while, after like a year and a half, and you're like, I fucking hate this
guy
shit.
So fucking
you're like,
much.
I'm going to do this. I need the whole thing.
Yeah, but then you have one less person that could potentially help you from dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Well, let's say dropping the ball is someone dies.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's not fair.
So we got to keep everyone alive?
Right.
Or are we just weakened at Bernie's then for a couple of years?
Yeah, you got to do that.
Is there a death clause then?
Yeah, there's a death clause. We got to make this contract ironclad. Yeah.
Tell me about this death clause. So it's just going to split amongst the people left at the end?
No, you know what? So that we don't incentivize murder, it's got to be like 75 mil if someone dies.
Oh, so drops.
So that no one starts thinking that.
It's fair to everybody.
You don't start thinking about murdering your bro.
Well, it's got to be an act. Like if you're convicted of murdering one of your castmates, then...
Damn, you're not going to see this money in 3 years if that shit happens. You're going to see it in like 15 years.
You got to deal with the justice
system. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn. System.
I hate that idea. System. That's what I'm saying. Let's back out right now.
Let's do it, dude. No, I'm in.
Damn.
I'm in for the 100 milli. Like, it's 3 years. It's 3 years.
It's 3 years. Sure.
$33 million a year for the four of us.
Do we each get 100 mil?
No, the whole pool
is... Why
are
you getting greedy? Fuck, yeah. I knew someone was going to ask that shit.
Of course. Why would it ever be 100 mil per person? That's insane.
That's insane.
That's insane.
I know. It's insane.
We're grounding it in reality. Yeah. There's
very realistic.
There's precedent that someone has gotten $100 million.
Yeah. St. Rogie's.
Yeah. But that's over 10 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Damn, he got fucked.
Yeah.
What a fucking cuck, dude. I'm just teasing you, dude. I don't give a fuck what you say about COVID. You're my boy, dude. No matter what you say, you're my fucking boy, Rogan.
What could Joe Rogan say to turn you away?
I don't know. Maybe talk shit about my mom, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's about it.
What if you ran up in her?
That'd be all right.
Just don't talk shit about it.
Just don't talk shit about it. You better say that it was a good time.
You better say she was a gentlewoman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you left her intact.
Yeah. Also, don't tear her up, Rogan. Okay.
Yeah, Rogan, don't bridge the gap, as they call it.
Wow. Tearing up the perineum.
Yeah.
Bridging the gap.
You need to sit
I noticed that. Yeah. It does sound like it's a good thing, though.
Bridging the gap.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're making connections.
You had like a gap that needed bridging.
Yeah, I'll fix that for you.
I noticed that this hole wasn't complete.
I noticed you got two holes where there should just be one. Why don't we just go ahead and fix that?
Yeah, Rogan, don't do that to my mom, please.
She needs her perineum.
Yeah.
Come on.
Moms need perineums.
.com.
Moms for perineums.
That's it. That's Double X Quantimino. Do you guys got anything else?
Free Rogan. I think he's free just because people don't care anymore.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
We didn't hear Burrito would go for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Could Burrito sustain in 3 years?
Yeah.
Damn, we're all in.
$8 million a year, dude.
Yeah, but you have to live like you're...
That's fine.
Like in squalor.
Yeah.
I've lived in squalor for less money.
What's also
that's true.
What do you think of the on call part though?
It sucks, but who gives a shit?
I mean nurses are on call.
Yeah.
They hate everybody. Nurses hate everybody. Did you know that?
Nurses are mean,
dude. Nurses are mean. They're like crazy.
And I'm very attracted to nurses.
You know what's crazy?
I love nurses.
How nurses like love essential oils now. And don't believe in vaccines.
Well, they're not doctors. There's a reason they're not doctors.
Yeah.
And that's that they're women.
Right.
And women can't be doctors.
Yeah, and men can't be nurses. We all know that. We all know that a male nurse is a doctor and a female nurse is a nurse.
A female doctor is a nurse.
No, there's no such thing as a female doctor.
Good point, man. Yeah, sorry. Thank you for keeping me honest.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
That was Double X Quantimino.
Timino Stevenson. Is that a guy?
That's your alias at the hotel.
Financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Do you guys got aliases? I got aliases. This is the news.
Kimono Stevenson? Did you say that was my alias?
Yeah, man. When you check into hotels.
You can call me Tim.
Kwan. Kwan sounds like a name. Is that a name?
Yeah, it's probably a name.
Michelle Kwan?
Rich Homie Kwan? Yeah.
Michelle Kwan Timoneau?
Michelle Kwan Timoneau.
Okay, sorry. What were you saying?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Kindergartner brings Jose Cuervo margaritas to snack time at school.
You think he knew what it was? Did you read the article?
Nope. Yeah, it was a girl.
It was a girl. Oh, wow. She got into her mom's stash.
And she did know what it was.
Really?
Wow. How old are these kids?
She already
kindergarten.
Had,
5 years
kindergarten.
Old?
Yeah.
5.
She already has the thirst?
She got it from her mama.
Yeah, well, yeah, dude. Fuck. Where is this? Can you tell us about it, Burrito?
He's trying to track down the mom.
Yeah, where's this?
I don't know where this is.
Because she loves to party.
I just feel like if we knew where it was, that would shed some light on it.
Livonia.
Yeah, but I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Somewhere USA.
All right, cut this. Cut this part.
Michigan.
How do you spell?
I want to say Michigan. Livonia.
Is it in the boot? No, not the boot.
The hand.
The mitten.
The mitten.
Looks like a suburb of Detroit.
Oh yeah, okay. Michigan baby.
Yeah,
maybe.
So
I don't know.
I think that does make a little sense. Oh, so, it's in between the, yeah.
I mean, that's it. The kid brought Jose Cuervo premixed margaritas and like a bunch
There's
of her classmates.
There's one
classmates
in New York also. I think we've
established this in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. No, this was a premixed margarita.
So it's only like 10 to 20
proof.
It's
not even that big of a drink.
Right? Did they think it was a soda?
No, I bet she.
No, she knew knows. It was a margarita and she knew it was alcohol. And
then she's like, what's the big fucking deal?
What is the big fucking deal?
She said, I do what I want.
The kids, like kids' brains don't develop all the way if they're exposed to alcohol.
Yeah, but they have a lot of fun on the way, though.
This is just one at snack time.
Yeah, it's just one at snack time.
It's fucking happy hour, bitch.
Hey, do you want these kids to take a nap?
Yeah.
Fucking get them down.
She's like, I just can't possibly take a nap without a drink.
Yeah, you see in the story, she handed out drinks, so she's not just drinking it by herself.
Yeah, she's
she gave it to her friends and
so that's cool.
They were drinking
it. That's kind of nice. What I think is fucked up is this teacher probably narked on her.
Narc.
And this this teacher is a wino, dude. She's just an insufferable wino.
No, see the thing was she was teaching
it was one of the other kids.
Hypocrite.
Shut up, dude. It was one.
Let me take a shit on this hypothetical teacher, dude.
Yeah, she was teaching class and like she's like, okay, it's snack time, and then like she smelled the alcohol in the air.
She got triggered
for sure.
It is a struggle to not drink during school hours for this bitch.
Yeah,
I bet.
And so her mouth started salivating, and she started getting like the shakes. She didn't know why.
No, she didn't even think that it could possibly be one of these kids.
Right.
But guess what?
She's like, "What is this? What is this shit? Drank all of them."
Yeah,
she maybe confiscated the cups. instead of putting it back in the bottle,
why
she
is that
them.
Not the headline? She took her top off.
I know. Why don't they discuss the fact that this teacher took her top off?
And I think the principal was like, "Look, I've hung out with her. This teacher outside.
She got great tits.
She got great tits, but also this is just what she does. If she drinks, this is what happens. It's not her fault.
And that's
it's
why
a reflex.
We don't let her drink.
Yeah, I mean the boy with the tequila.
She
was
got
17,
a butter face.
So that's fine, right?
Wait, what?
The boy with the tequila.
Oh, he wasn't 5.
Is 17.
Oh, she wasn't 5.
This story is morphing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The boy with the tequila?
Yeah, we're pointing out the teacher was topless.
Right.
So why was she topless?
Because she had the Jose Cuervo.
It's a reflex.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And who
alcohol,
had the Jose Cuervo?
The
kindergartner.
No, it's not a kindergartner anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's Brett.
Yeah.
It's Brett, the 17-year-old jock.
Yeah.
Brett, the 17-year-old.
He's turning 18 in June.
Yeah.
You know, it's never like the hot jocks that get the teachers. It's always like the slow kid or like the troubled kid.
Yeah, because the jocks are getting like
regular.
They're getting regular young stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's true. We'd have to do a meta-analysis on
let's get some statistics.
Let's get
going.
Dr. Smartman on which if the kids that the female teachers fuck are hot or not. Smartman next time. You got homework.
It's a dark one, guys.
In the meantime.
How electric chopsticks could reduce people's salt-heavy diet in Japan.
How could it possibly?
Tell us about it, Burrito!
It stimulates the mouth, and it makes it taste like salt.
Oh, that's cool. Because I love salt.
Oh. Through electrical pulses.
Why are you making burrito say? Isn't this your story?
It's a Japanese.
Yeah, but it's Japanese, so.
I can explain it, yeah.
Explain it then.
All right, so the electricity that pumps through the chopsticks excites the sodium channels in your nerves.
Ah.
So it makes like a kind of salt.
The food tastes like cum.
Yeah, salt sensation.
Oh. Yeah, there's like a bleach setting.
Anodes instead.
For the people that are trying to quit the stuff.
Yeah. Just need like a little bit to take the edge off the day.
So do I think this is gimmicky as fuck? Of course I do.
Do you think it works?
It's not gimmicky. It's not gimmicky, it works. It's a real thing.
Putting some electric, it's like putting a shock collar on yourself to like eat less, you know? It should be like
even
more of a mental
gimmick.
Training.
If it works.
What if it was sweet? What if it tastes like ice cream? Wouldn't you fucking have these chopsticks?
And you don't what get the negative
just,
effects of eating ice
yeah,
cream?
Yeah, you just suck on these chopsticks?
But this one's about salt.
Yeah, but if salt, it was ice cream, baby.
I'd probably stick to regular ice cream.
No, but
just
it's
something
like,
strange
no,
about.
But you can taste ice cream without gaining weight.
Yeah.
You can stay ice cream.
You can also just like control your ice cream intake.
No, you can't.
Can we?
I just don't buy it.
Exactly. That's the only way I can control my ice cream consumption.
That's still control.
Is not
that
buying it.
That does not require
but
some sort of electric
if
chopstick.
If I had electric chopsticks that made my mouth taste like ice cream, I'd be pissed off.
I'd never leave the house.
I'd be pissed off when it loses charge.
Yeah.
So you're saying Brian would quit eating pussy if he had some chopsticks.
He never started.
King.
Guys, you know I normally talk about my fingers, dude, but I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast.
Whoa!
I love eating pussy.
Yeah.
We assume so.
You seem like a pussy eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna eat it with chopsticks?
She starts tasting.
It's extra roast beefy. It's the roast beefiest.
Yeah, she's salty as hell,
it's like
man.
You're eating, yeah, drinking
she's like
a little
salt
right
on
now.
Her tomato.
Smell like pho.
Hey, describe the taste of pussy.
Ideally, it doesn't taste like much of anything.
Yeah,
be pretty
but
neutral.
It does.
But sometimes
but when
it does.
It does.
When it does,
what does it taste
I don't
like,
like it.
But what does it remind you of, Brian?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, huh?
I can't even describe it. Tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Is that a real thing you're saying? I don't know.
Maybe you consider it
on
maybe a poultry.
If you're trying to get me to say fish, it's
I'm not
fish.
No, I'm going for a poultry.
Which one?
Poultry?
It just tastes like salmonella.
It tastes like something that you shouldn't be eating.
Pennies?
Batteries?
Or it doesn't taste like something that's bad for you to eat, but it's not something that you should be eating.
Like cyanide.
I mean, that's not really what. No,
it's horrible for you.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
But it tastes great.
A lot
is
of
that
things
true?
Have cyanide.
Does cyanide taste good?
Yeah, it tastes like blue Kool-Aid.
Okay,
that's
all
what
right.
they say.
You know what?
Cyanide's in some foods, isn't it?
I'm trying to have a serious conversation about eating pussy, dude.
And pussy tastes like arsenic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never had arsenic.
Arsenic and lace.
What's the one inside of apple seeds? Or no.
It's arsenic, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
don't eat apple seeds.
The core.
Yeah.
Is there a horror movie with Johnny? It's called Johnny Appleseed, and he crushes up the seeds and. Poisons everyone?
No, he just makes them eat the seeds and then the trees grow out of their ears and they die that way.
Oh, shit,
that's so metal.
It's metal.
Or maybe also the inside of...
I'm going to make you a beautiful tree.
Like
is that button labeled metal?
I'm going to make pit. You a beautiful tree.
The pit, it's called
the pit. Of peaches.
What?
I think peach pits also have something...
Oh, no.
Arsenic?
In them. Yeah, I think it's...
Tell us about burrito.
I don't know.
James?
I should do more research.
James and the giant peach.
So
what do you
guys think of these? It was all right. The Tim Burton animated.
You guys like peaches?
That's fine.
I didn't think it was Tim Burton.
Or the Burton.
I like
peaches. It's not Tim Burton.
We looked this up, I think.
Oh, really?
It's not Tim Burton.
It was a ripoff.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's produced by Tim Burton.
No,
nope, not even
nothing
that.
Tim Burton
had no fingers in this peach.
No way.
Nary a finger.
Mind is blown.
It was just like this copycat guy, and he did another thing, Coraline.
Did you do Coraline too?
Yeah.
God. I think Tim Burton's involved with this.
He's a ghost. It's like a ghostwriting thing?
No, maybe that
maybe
guy
like a producer.
Is actually just Tim Burton.
Oh, it's
don't
like
go
a,
there, guys.
It's a nom de plume.
Yeah. Pen name, as it were.
Cock corner. Baby born with two penises. Okay, I'm going to leave off something in this headline.
I already read
first.
The story.
I know
okay,
you have. I know you have.
Oh, my.
I'm going to leave something off, and then I'm going to add
too
it later.
Traumatic.
Because there's two points I want to make here.
Sure.
Baby born with two penises has one chopped off by doctors.
Yes.
Two insane, dude.
Insane.
Let him have two dicks. Let him have two fucking dicks.
Yeah. I mean, Brian, you're kind of like against circumcision, aren't you?
Yeah. And just imagine someone circumcises your whole cock.
Dick. Yeah.
I mean, that's
bullshit.
Fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Brito, what do you think? Are you for? Okay. Your son.
That seems a bit more than a circumcision.
Yeah, yeah.
Not.
But he was still born with two penises. The norm is to have one.
So would you let your son have the two penises, or would you say, wow, no, what, you know, he's going to go to the locker room and he's going to be different from the boys?
I would ask for complications, because if it's healthy to have two dicks.
Is this going
to
be a problem? Yeah.
And there's no resource limitations. I think he'll have tough skin growing up. And he's going to be, by the time both of them can get erect, he's going to be using them
both. By the time he gets respect for having two penises,
oh man,
it's over.
And there's a lot of women out there who want to be DP'd. Two in one hole.
Is that true?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Maybe for money.
There's a lot of women out there.
I mean, there's at least, I know at least one. And the fact that I know one woman who's admitted to me that she likes watching porn with two penises in the pussy.
It's different. Watching is different than actually participating.
But she said she wanted to try it.
Yeah.
Try?
Yeah, but all you need is the woman to want to try to have
sex. And a bro that's willing to jump on the bed.
No, not if you're this kid.
Right.
If he was uncut.
I think that's different.
What do you mean?
Getting fucked by two penises on the same person.
Right. She's wanting to get double teamed is what it is. That's the root of it.
How do you get
the
back of the
front? It's not like,
get sloppy toppy?
Oh,
you
wow.
just do it, dude. What do you mean? You get a girl with a big mouth.
No, simultaneously.
Yeah. Oh, two men?
She'd have to be like a contortionist.
What are you talking? Wait.
You have two penises and you want sloppy toppy and giving it from behind.
You can't. What are you talking about?
You can't do that as a normal person, man. You can't do that as a normal person.
You have two penises. Yeah. Figure it out.
Okay, well, then you get another woman to suck the other
dick. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Yeah,
okay. Now, look, if one of the penises was on, like, your leg or something to where you could actually get some space in between the two penises, you could do a lot more with it. I agree.
Side by side, a little cramped for space.
A little cramped, but it is a novelty, and there's going to be women that want to do it.
She could probably get her hand back there, though.
This action.
What's that?
This action.
Is that the back of the head?
Yeah, both of their heads.
You're saying face fucking with two dicks?
Face
nice,
down
dude.
In the dirt.
Burrito, you cutting one of these dicks off? You saying, you know what? I don't want my kid to be embarrassed in the locker room, so we're going to cut him?
I don't think it's embarrassment. I think it's maybe like, well, is this going to cause health problems later on? Or
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's
He's
say there's
two
no health problems.
He has two sets of smegma to take
Am
care
I
of.
Am I going to have to clean? Like, is he going to miss the toilet all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Is it misfiring?
You know?
He would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is it going to come out of? Is it random?
Both.
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 If there's a split urethra, maybe.
No, in my mind, there's a split urethra. You pee the same amount out of both. Both of them get equally hard. Both of them come the equal amount. It's just two working awesome cocks.
So if one is getting stimmied and it's ready to shoot, it shoots out of both?
That's a good question. No, you're right.
Or maybe
the cummies are different.
The left dick is connected to the right ball, and the right dick is connected to the left ball.
Cross balls.
Well, that's how it works on your eyes, right?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not a smart man.
I know what you're looking at through your left eye is going through the right side of your brain.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Ball checks out. Dick.
Smart man. Check his work.
Yeah.
Everything's always crisscrossed.
It's also crazy.
Make you jump.
It's coming into your eye like upside down.
You guys ready for this thing that you already know that I'm about to say?
Yeah, drop it, man.
The doctor cut off the bigger one.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe it was bigger at the time, but now that that one was cut off, the other one has a chance to.
No, that's not how dicks work, man.
Dude, you're.
Because if that
apart, or was one just like.
Your dick does grow over time.
Yeah, but.
It's just because it's predestined.
I think if you have a bigger dick to start with, if it's just going to grow.
And you lose a little stump.
You're right.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's better fertilized from the drop.
Maybe the one he cut off was like in, like off
ingrown?
To the right, like way over.
It doesn't matter, dude.
Or maybe it was coming off the other one, you know, like.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you make it work. You do some carving and you do what you have to do to keep that bigger one.
Yeah.
Is what I say.
I think you.
Would you have a problem with that if you had two dicks and one was like significantly smaller than the other
one?
You
gotta cut off both of them and then reattach.
What if it was like your biggest one?
If the bigger one, I would probably pay more attention to the bigger one.
Yeah, but the other one is fun.
Yeah. The other one.
It's still fun. I'm paying a little attention to it.
Like on off days.
Yeah, and also you're just like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of jerking off this big dick. I'm going to pretend like I have a small dick.
Yeah, give it a break.
Let me live a life of a small dick, man.
Yeah, not as great, but it's still
still masturbates.
Anyways, it's fucked up.
Why
I mean,
would
I'm
the
sure
dog
he had
chop
a,
off the bigger
I'm
one?
I'm sure there was. I could have read the article and we would have had an answer, but I'm pretty sure there was a health reason.
It was too big.
Or the doctor was like, we can't have this.
Yeah, the doctor.
Which I can respect.
Not another big dick baby. God damn it.
And you know what? Every time he sees a big dick on a baby, he always wants to cut it off, but he can't normally.
Today's the day.
He's like, oh my God.
Today's the day, doc. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a name for this.
What? Oh, the two cocks?
There's a name for this.
Yeah, diphalia.
Die.
Oh, because
two.
Sometimes die is two. Dimorphic.
Yeah, die can dimorphic. Be two. Dimorphic?
Yeah. Anyways,
what is dimorphic?
I don't know. We're moving right along in Cock's Corner.
Cock's Corner.
Brian's Cock Corner. Canadian penises are 12th biggest in the world. U.S. comes up short. Come on. At 59th, study finds.
Study!
I mean,
US, tell me about the study!
I didn't read it.
The U.S. is a melting pot. Yeah. A lot of Chinese.
Right.
Don't even try to defend
Thank you, dude. I was thinking
rest.
That, but I can't say it yeah. as a, an allegedly.
Tell me about these results. Where did they get this shit from?
What's up?
Allegedly.
What'd you say?
The results come from self-reported data.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but you don't think Americans are like, yeah, it's pretty fucking big.
No, we're humble people, dude.
We're not a humble people.
People were giving true answers and Canadians were fucking lying. Is that what you're saying?
I think Canadians are lying.
I got maple syrup cock. I got maple syrup cock.
13.
What is it? What was
18
that?
Gay cowboys down at the Ram Ranch.
I don't know. Do you guys buy this shit, dude?
That Canadians have 12th biggest penises
and
in the world?
And we have 59th?
This is just like the dumbest
I bet
study,
it's
though.
Like, no, I bet it's like half an inch.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because, yeah, you're right. I looked it up recently.
Oh.
5.1 to 5.5 inches is the
average.
The average.
How you feeling, soft? Brian?
I'm feeling pretty good about that, dude.
Soft?
No. I mean, unless you're a shower.
I mean, you could be both.
You just go like this.
Soft. Yeah.
All the material's already there.
Yeah.
Just needs to come to attention.
But anyways, I don't buy this shit. Canadians, fucking shut up, dude.
Shut up, you big quacks.
U.S. is better than you, dude. You're just a fucking piece of shit.
So what else we got in penis talk?
I think that's it. I think for a segment there should have been three, right?
No, here's the third one.
Here we go. Burrito for the save.
I'm a sperm donor with 55 kids, and some women want to do it the old-fashioned way.
Damn, God bless them.
Says a guy.
They should have
Not
to do
me.
It the old-fashioned way, all of them.
They should have to hire the dude to fuck them?
Yes.
Says an American man, apparently with a small penis.
Donnie, take it back.
Yeah, has been traveling around the world donating his sperm to couples in need, and he'll make some drop-offs in the old-fashioned
drop-offs,
way.
Drop-offs, like some loads.
Yeah.
Drop-off some loads.
Well, drop off some cream pies.
The thing that was real annoying to me was that they chose to say that 10% of the women want it the old-fashioned way.
Instead
but
of
he only
five?
Has like 55 kids. Yeah, I was like, why don't you just say five?
He got to fuck five women.
Well, maybe some of them, are all of them
successful contraceptives.
Successful kids. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying some equals five in this count.
Yeah.
Well, that's lame.
They do play it as like, oh, look at these dirty broads. They want to get fucked.
Why
I
not?
I guess they figure if he keeps doing it,
I think
then
a lot of women. Then 10% will be.
Yeah.
He'll get. I mean, why wouldn't you just keep donating sperm?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to have 55 kids out there that I don't know.
But you donated,
what's the problem?
So you're off the hook.
What's the problem with having 55 kids that you don't know?
Offspring.
Okay. Well, if I could, I don't know. I feel like I would want to know some of them.
It's up to you,
some
man.
Some of them. Yeah, not all of them.
Yeah. Apparently, he goes and visits some that, you know, if the parents
ones.
Are like. Yeah,
the parents are like, the ones that he fucked, the parents.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to go back and fuck this parent.
Yeah.
He's in contact with the ones that live in the U.S. and then sometimes
where the cucks
like,
live.
Oh, damn, dude. He's Genghis Khan.
Yeah, some people have that in them.
Shit, dude.
Genghis Cuck.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I mean.
What's the most interesting part about it?
Yeah, what blows your mind about this?
I don't think he's getting paid.
Yeah, he's donating.
I don't think he's paid.
Well, you don't game.
You don't get paid to donate sperm.
I think you do.
Is that donation?
Yeah, well, plasma donation. They call it plasma donation, but you still get money for
but
it.
But it's really just cum? Oh.
Well, yeah. I think they call it donating because, you know, sometimes your jizz is worth like $100,000, but you're giving it up for however much the bank
jizz
is paying.
Never worth $100,000. I'm going to tell you guys right now.
the best cum.
The best cum.
He's a situation.
Like, $50,000 tops. Okay,
you
what?
You guys are insane.
$10,000?
Oh, my God. Grands? We're out here with thousands
dude,
of dollars
for cum? Dude, we're
talking
about
cum?
The best cum. Harvard graduate, sexy ass, fucking,
All right, Brian, check this out. You just got a page, and Spotify was like, buy that cum. Here's the money.
Wait, buy that cum.
What was the first part?
You got a page.
Yeah, people started buying. This is a 24-hour, 3-year, 100-mil deal.
Now you got to go buy that cum from that Harvard grad.
No, they're giving you the money, though.
But I got to go pick up the cum?
Yeah.
You got to go extract
the cum. It's part of the, like, you got to pick it
up. You
got to
go get the cum.
Drink it on the pod.
It's still in it.
Drink it?
It's still, I don't know, try to impregnate yourself. Either way.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You got to get butt pregnant.
Sure, man.
I would first say, are you just assaulting me right now? Because that's impossible. I'm not going to get pregnant with this cum. Are you just trying to humiliate me?
Yeah, man.
Slash assault me?
Yeah.
Or get me to assault myself? I would do it, but I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd probably try to
100 mil 3 years, dude.
100 mil 3 years.
I know, but it just seems...
So you're going to drop the ball?
We would have a degradation clause.
He's fucking dropping the ball!
Holy shit.
I wouldn't drop the ball for you guys. I would take the cum up my ass for you guys.
And then they ask me, like, nope.
No, he has to swallow it.
You're like, am I...
I'm out! This is, you have to drink it, man.
No, you can't drop the ball or we don't get...
Drop it!
Or we don't get the 100 million.
Yeah, burrito.
Yes.
100 grand, you got to go buy it and... Enjoy it somehow.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I missed it. What?
You got the page. Brian's page is your page.
They accidentally sent Brian's page to you, and now you got to go pick up this 100 grand cum and enjoy it.
What do you mean enjoy it?
What do you think we mean enjoy it? Get pregnant, baby.
You got to enjoy it on the pod. That's the bottom line, one way or the other.
You have to just play with it somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
You can like smell it, taste
you
it,
have to,
eat it.
Yeah. You have to let us know if it has
any significant... You can make an omelet with it.
You have to do A-B test between this 100 grand cum and your own cum.
You can make avocado toast.
Are you talking about Pepsi
it.
Challenge?
Pepsi Challenge, your own cum versus 100 grand cum. Like,
I think we're doing another clause in the contract saying that something like this cannot happen.
I'm going to make Spider-Man web shooters and see if the...
If 100 grand cum is like more viscous than regular human cum.
Yeah.
Great job turning around, burrito. But they thought you dropped the ball.
Oh, man.
Bing, pong, gang, gang, boing.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese gaming Twitch streamer. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at getting his friends to listen to his weird podcast. So fire up that custom-built, water-cooled gaming rig and gaze upon these headlines with bathed in rainbow LED. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
What did I say, man? I don't know what weird podcast that could be.
Yeah.
Burrito's Ass Nuts.
Burrito's Ass Nuts. Is that what we called it?
Yeah.
His Ass Nuts?
Burrito's Ass Nuts.
Well, I'd be all set up and ready to go if I rented one of these gamer apartments that are now available for under $350 a month. And it comes with a full gaming PC setup.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
But it's just a room, isn't it?
Do you live there?
Yeah, I think it's just a room. You can live there.
And it's a shared bathroom and stuff, right?
Probably.
I'm not sure. I didn't
probably
get too
it's
into it.
It's some dude's house.
There's no way it's on
it's some fucking nerd who has four computers and is hoping to get college girls to stay there for $350 a month.
Hey, man, respect the hustle.
I think it's just a few rooms. It might just be like an apartment complex.
Ah.
Not like a co-op where it's just one
co-ed.
So it's probably just pretty small, but they're called e-rooms.
Oh.
It says the cheapest beginner plan has a monthly rent of $340 and includes a GeForce GTX 1650 PC with an Intel Core i7 processor and 480 gigabytes of SSD.
It's a computer.
It's a computer.
They're using the Cam Girl model with this, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's an elite plan.
I don't like that the chair's included.
Yeah, what's been on this chair, dude?
Yeah.
Butthole?
Yeah, for 7 hours a day?
Taint? You don't think dudes are jacking it with these computers?
Shared apartments, or do you get a room?
No, you get a room, but like it comes with a chair.
Yeah.
Maybe it's new every time.
Yeah, maybe it is, Arthur.
It's not, but it should be.
Yeah, maybe my asshole is made out of chocolate.
A really shitty chair that costs them
$100. Perhaps Brian's asshole is constructed from chocolate.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know that old expression?
They also have illustrator plans for digital artists and video creator plans.
Hmm. What's the draw of this? Is it just to be a place to live and be able to do your art?
Cheap rent.
Yeah, it seems pretty inexpensive, and you don't have to
buy their own computer.
And it could be like an office of sorts.
None of these people are doing anything good with this, I don't think. I think it's just going to turn into a flop house, right?
It's all nefarious.
All nefarious. Oh, okay.
Is that what we're getting at?
Is it sex?
Is this sex work? Thing? Is this human trafficking?
It's cam girl stuff.
I'm pushing the conversation forward.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, human trafficking.
Oh, thank you.
Getting it
thank
in the meta.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving people forward.
I've always wanted to have sex with a prostitute, but mm-hmm. it's interesting to find out now that there's not even real prostitutes anymore. There's just trafficked victims.
Yeah. Well, then, would you having sex with a prostitute be a traffic accident?
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
That's the name of your new band.
Traffic
Human
accident.
Trafficking Accident.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'll have to send that one.
Portmanteau. It's a portmanteau. It's a before and after.
Poor man's toe.
Speaking of getting digital.
Uh-oh.
There's a new floating hologram register.
Cool.
At 7-Elevens.
You know?
So...
It's touchless.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people were saying, oh, yeah, let's all go contactless and stuff. But everyone was still complaining that, well, we still have to touch these screens. And they were like,
well, Japan
said, oh,
no,
well,
we don't.
What if you could
finger Princess Leia?
Oh.
Yeah.
She's like, exactly. I need your help. I need fingers.
And here comes
if she put her muff in that thing, would it be like the same size, but it's just her muff?
What do you mean?
Like if she put her muff on the scanner thingy.
What are you talking about?
Like where you would put your credit card would be her muff.
No.
It would be your French toast.
Like, there is
whatever the hologram thing that's beaming the hologram.
Yeah.
Right? If she got really close to it and just put her muff on it.
Is she a hologram?
Is that how she's paying?
Like how she's broadcasting this hologram thing.
Oh, on the other side.
Yeah. The camera that's beaming this image.
What about it?
Capturing the image. If she put her muff really close to it.
But how big would it get?
Yeah, how big would it get?
Like I'm just
cash register size.
You don't remember the hologram of Princess Leia?
I do. That's what I was thinking of, but maybe I don't.
Like if she got close enough to the camera where it's just like completely focused on her muff.
Oh, you're just saying how big the pussy would be? I said pussy a lot. J Mark, cut all the times I said the word.
A normal size, life size.
No, it would be huge.
It'd be massive, right?
And that's cool. I could put my head in it, you know?
Put your hand in pussy.
Like a corpse
like
flower
boar.
Size?
Like a...
Corpse flower. What do you think?
What's corpse flower?
You've never seen the corpse flower?
No.
It's like that's massive.
This jungle plant so large and smells like death.
Princess Leia corpse flower? Is that the name of this episode?
We're renaming the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like thinking of calling a woman's vagina a corpse flower. Oh, yeah. What do you think, guys?
Show me
I
your
mean, if she was dead, it technically is, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why didn't we think of that?
Thanks, guys.
Show me your corpse flower. I don't think they want to hear
anyway,
that.
Anyway.
That's so gone, man. Corpse
flower. I like this idea because...
I bet there is a corpse flower bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the hologram.
We're going to get holograms soon.
Yes.
Maybe.
They already have that with the HoloLens. That's technically...
Yeah, but you got to wear something. Yeah. This is like out in the ether, man.
That you can interact with.
That is cool.
You know that little animated stripper you used to be able to download?
No.
Now she can be on your keyboard.
Now she can just be like out there,
on
man.
Your desk.
Desktop mm-hmm. stripper.
What do you think? Is there something there?
We've come a long way from the naked lady laser pointer adapter thing. I mean, this is basically that, but better.
Yeah.
You're talking about the mud flap silhouette?
Yeah.
All right.
Mud flap silhouette.
Yeah, that's my band.
Yeah, it's cool. I'd like to pay for my sugar-free Red Bull with this thing.
Cool, man. 7-Eleven rocks, right?
Yeah, what else?
Oh,
7-Eleven is the best.
Tell me about the 7-Eleven Japan, guys.
Yeah, Burrito, tell us about the 7-Elevens.
They're a little bit different than U.S. 7-Elevens, right?
Yeah, they got holograms.
Ooh, yeah, holograms and what else?
They got holograms. They got onigiri.
Whoa, dude. Not
they
cool,
do.
Dude.
They do.
They're what delicious. Is that? The best.
All right.
They're like triangles of rice with fillings, like tuna fish fillings.
Like American 7-Elevens have the same kind of thing now, okay? We got like rollers and like pizza
I guess
and wings.
Food, but
so they have the
American
devices
food.
That heat up food quickly.
Yeah.
But their cuisine versus like our cuisine.
Right.
U.S. cuisine.
A little
fancier. Yeah, I think gas stations didn't used to have as much cuisine as you call it.
Yeah.
Now it's fast food, right, Arthur?
Cuisine.
Yeah. Cuisine.
What would you call it?
Fast food. Fast food.
American cuisine. That's what I call it.
What do you mean, cuisine?
Cuisine.
Why did you say cuisine?
Why wouldn't I?
Okay.
Because you can stick everything in a koozie.
Exactly.
Speaking
That's
of koozies.
Japan's killing stone splits in two, possibly unleashing an evil nine-tailed fox spirit.
I'm sorry.
What?
Is this Pokemon?
Yeah. Is this Naruto?
Is this reality?
So there was a,
is this
there's a big-ass rock,
yeah.
basically.
Did this big-ass rock have a name?
The big
Killing
Stone.
Killing Stone.
Yeah,
Dwayne the Rock.
Stone.
Dwayne the Killing Stone Johnson.
It says it was a stone on a slope in Nasu in Tochigi Prefecture.
Was it called Killing Stone because it looked like it was just teetering and it's going to fall on somebody?
Or maybe it already fell.
It says the boulder is so deadly it's called Seshoseki, which translates to killing stone.
I can't tell.
It's just sitting there.
It's not deadly.
A sorcerer discovered the woman's true identity. I don't know, there was a myth or something. It says prompting the fox to flee to Nasu, where it turned into a huge stone. Poison leaked from the stone, killing people and the animals who passed by it, leading it to be known as the Killing Stone.
Wow.
So it farted some poison?
Yeah, I guess so. So anyway, there was this rock, and everyone thought there was a...
Ninetales came out.
Demon.
A Pokemon.
And one day, people walked over to it, and it was split in two, and they were like, oh, I guess the fox is loose.
Wait, so
I guess
the fox how big is this rock?
So you're telling me they didn't like see that it was open and then just
pretty big,
and that or that it had broken in two, and that maybe the evil nine-tailed fox wasn't in there because that is impossible. Do you think that was?
Yeah.
Do you think they said that?
I don't think they said that.
You think
at all.
They thought that maybe this was bullshit?
I don't think it crossed their mind at all.
Okay.
Bullshit. It crossed someone's mind.
Maybe things could have gone bad, but this happened about a month and a half ago, and we're all still here, so
six weeks.
Okay.
You mean so, like 15 months ago when this episode came out?
Wait, so no sightings of the nine-tailed fox, huh?
No sightings.
Okay, well, keep us updated on that.
I definitely will.
You know, if they see it and if it's killing anyone. And...
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Every week we get an update now.
I would actually love that. Please remember to do
yes
that.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The Ninetales report. No. Okay, that was Burrito's Nepo News.
Slam City Ninetales Watch.
Yeah, Ninetales Watch.
We're on it. Need corp. Wow, we need a that.
Yeah, we need a drop for Ninetales Watch.
Maybe like a...
He's got one.
What, the Morse code?
Yeah.
Ninetales Watch.
Well, that wasn't good, but you know.
We'll work on it.
Can you do like a 1930s guy?
Yeah. Like this, yeah. And then you go, this just in, the Ninetales Watch.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your loved ones.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
This
is What I Have for Lunch.
What I Have for Lunch. Boomchi, I normally get it. It's the re-envisioned one. But I got disappointed, so I could talk about it a little bit more.
What? Was it McDonald's?
It is McDonald's.
The newly perfected Arthur meal?
It's the Arthur meal version 2.0.
Oh, you're fucking with it.
QPC.
Yeah, fucking with perfection.
QPC with what?
Three pickles.
There's extra pickles, sure. It's a customized QPC, but
no
what's
salt.
With it? No, there's another item with it. Menu
Nuggets.
Item. Yes. All right. So I asked for the buffalo this time because I've tried them all at this
Tried them all. Had them all.
Yeah, man.
Now it's time for buffalo.
Right?
Sauce?
Yeah.
No.
Like buffalo actual nuggets? Buffalo nuggets, man.
That wouldn't be bad.
Oh.
Sure I like buffalo. Fine. You like,
yeah, like
buffalo?
Meatball, sort of?
Why not?
Yeah, it would have to be a meatball, huh?
The buffalo. Yeah.
With boysenberry.
Mm-hmm.
Lingonberry.
So app order, waiting at the marked spot. I actually went through the drive-through.
Wow, like a chump?
Yeah, like a chump. I can't remember the exact reason why.
You've been chumping lately.
Yeah, I know. I'm slipping dogs.
Chimping and simping.
But yeah, they brought it out to me, and I get back to my spot, and I check the bag, and no sauces!
Oh!
Fuck my ass.
God's
so did you go inside?
No, I've already driven off at this point.
Oh, wow. Man. So, wow. Wow.
Hey, I don't want to blame the victim here, dude, but you at this point, you got to check the bag, bro.
Yeah?
Well, I feel like if there's one place that you shouldn't have to, it's McDonald's.
There you go. I have high standards.
I think I might have the COVID, dude.
Damn, dude. That's a horrible place to be right now.
Yeah.
What'd you have for lunch?
Oh, let me try to think of something that worked. Well, no, actually, I did. Okay. Boomchi, my favorite burger.
Your favorite burger?
Well, Terry's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Your shoestring fries?
Shoestring fries. So
Is
I don't really know.
Is there a shake involved?
There's no, I never get a shake.
Is it too expensive? Are you not a shakeman?
It's too decadent, dude.
Too decadent.
I already feel bad for eating. I would try not to eat shit during the week.
Yeah.
So today I ate it and I was like, there's no way I'm going to get a milkshake.
Gemini Jackson, what'd you have for lunch?
Wow. Boomchi. I had fast food.
Rollers.
Yeah.
No, not rollers.
Or at QT.
No, no, not QT.
Oh, chicken two ways.
Chicken two ways, baby. That's my grab bag when I'm like, oh shit, I haven't eaten.
Flip the coin, chicken two mm-hmm. ways, because it's two ways on each side of the coin.
You're right.
Burrito, what'd you have for lunch?
Surprise us, man. Tell us something good.
If it's Quiznos, just get it. Just
go ahead. Say it. Just go ahead and forfeit
turkey
the
bacon
game.
Guac, just say it.
Nah, I'm going to go with something different.
You're going to blow our fucking mind?
Boomchi, it was leftovers from a weekend get-together at the family.
Oh, Easter? Is it Easter
tamales?
Did you eat rabbit?
No, I didn't.
What do you think?
What do you mean?
Is there a family that does rabbit for
like, oh, that'd
for
be
Easter?
Fun. I'm sure it's not bad.
I believe so. I'm sure that's common.
Do you guys
dumplings?
Like rabbit?
No. I've never had it, but I would
I'm not
try
into it.
It's not bad.
Was it like an American Easter-y thing? Was it a something else? Mexican Easter-y thing?
Was it like an American or like a something else thing? Like Mexican?
Boomchi, it was roasted low and slow for a long time.
Ooh, carne asada.
For the record, I meant American cuisine.
Brisket is cuisine. Brisket's American.
Yeah, American barbecue.
But when
cuisine.
I said, I wasn't implying that Mexicans aren't American. I was asking, is it American cuisine or Mexican cuisine?
Right. We got you the first time.
They just call it food, man.
Okay.
Comida.
Okay, so wait, you had some
did you have food or comida?
Brisket?
Yeah, I had some brisket.
Was it grilled? Was it
slow and slow?
It was a big
pressure
like
cooker.
Roaster.
Like a crock pot.
Yeah, like a big crock pot.
Not my favorite kind of brisket, I'm going to be honest.
A little loose, but it's all right.
Well, you throw corn and stuff in there? I mean, carrots?
It's like a pot roast at that point.
Yeah, pot roast.
No, no veggies, just brisket.
Okay.
Just meat.
Just meat, bitch. Yeah.
Shit.
Brisket and sauce.
Sauce.
But yeah, I mixed it with some... There wasn't too much left over because I've been eating for a while. So I scrambled some eggs and had some brisket and egg tacos.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is a good combination.
Brisket and egg, excellent combination.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what we have for lunch.
What we have for lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The calyx arising from deep within my loins. They smelt the taste of her belly. Her human heat warmed my tongue. This was crunch of that opulent pancita. Where was I to find the greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms.
Oink, oink.
We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the motors pumping and those veins are popping. Thick Thickum! Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Stick it up your ass.
You know, if a woman who is nursing or pregnant had Thickum Farms Country Bacon, her baby might have 2 dicks.
Wait a second. Say that again, dude.
If a woman,
yes,
who is nursing or pregnant,
and they eat this
Thickum Farms Country Bacon, their baby might get 2 dicks.
Oh, because you're saying it's that powerful.
That's why it's not recommended. But if you liked adventures,
that's the side effect.
Maybe your baby gets 2 dicks.
It's worth the risk.
Do you think so?
Yeah, dude, it's not a risk.
Yeah. 2 dicks, not a risk?
2 dicks.
I mean, could you not have Thickum Farms Country Bacon for 9 months? That seems like
saying,
a bigger risk.
Yeah, exactly. Could you go without Country Bacon for 9 months?
Well, if it's making my son have 2 dicks, dude, I'm eating it every day.
Now all your sperm's got 2 tails. That's where the other dick is stored.
That's right, yes.
The dick DNA stored in the tail.
That's right.
It's science.
Hey, by the way, when you say country bacon, say it how you normally say it? And I, well, and also, it sounds a little Irish to me. Is it similar? Can you say country bacon the way you do?
Country bacon.
Country bacon. Country bacon.
Country bacon.
A little Irish.
Country. How are you getting Irish?
I think it is also Mexican, country. But it's also Irish.
I thought it was Spanish.
Yeah, country,
it's
Spanish.
I can't do. Oh, Spanish.
Castilian Spanish.
He's from Espana.
I'm not good at accents, but.
So Irish. What's Espana. Irish sound like?
Colin Farrell.
Oi. Yeah, I'm
turd.
Colin Farrell. Hey, turd. Yes.
It's the turd door down.
Turd door.
Turd door down.
Turd door. Trees door down. Favorite band
country
is
bacon?
My favorite band is Three Doors Down. What do you think?
Country bacon. Bacon.
He's out of country the bacon. Yeah.
Country
little,
bacon.
It's a little bit country bacon. It's
country bacon.
Country.
Country bacon.
Say it.
I think it's country bacon.
No. Say it as Fideo.
Country bacon.
Country bacon.
Chicken thymes.
It's close.
Country bacon.
It's a little.
It's quiet.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-da, I said split! Da-da, shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!